Shalom to all. Today we're going to be starting Seder Nezikin with the first Masechta, Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And just like we're starting this Seder and Masechta together, we should be Zechta to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. And today's Mishnayos are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechta to find Ruziva Gahagun, B'Karav Mamish. Now, simply put, this Masechta discusses all dinim related to damages. And perhaps the main thing to know before starting are the words Mazik and Nizik. The Mazik is the one who carried out the damage, and the Nizik is the one who was damaged. There's an interesting note about the name of the Masechta. Bava literally means gate, and we know that there are two other Masechtas which begin with Bava. Bava Metzia and Bava Basra. Kama means the first, Metzia means middle, and Bava last. Why are we talking about gates over here? Well, that's because really, these three are one Masechta, known as Maseches Nezikin, and they were simply split up into three sub-Masechtas, Bava Kama, Metzia, and Basra. And so here we begin the first gate. The Mishnah tells us, Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four main categories of Nezikin. They're called Avos because they have Toldos, they have subcategories, and here are the four. Hashar, Vahabar, Vahamave, Vahever. What are these? So we'll explain them one by one. Shar literally means ox, and another way the Gemara describes shar is regel, when an animal tramples with its foot. And a subcategory, a tolda, is any damage carried out while walking. For example, if it knocked over kalim, perhaps even with its saddle or even with the bell around its neck. Bar literally means a pit. This refers to when a fellow digs a pit in the Rosh Hashanah, leaves it open, and an animal falls in. If it's 10 tfachim deep, he's chayv even if the animal dies, whereas if it's 9 tfachim or less, he's not chayv if the animal dies, but he is chayv to pay for damages. A tolda of bar is any damage thing that one leaves in the Rosh Hashanah, such as a package or even spit or phlegm that he leaves on the floor. Going on to the third one, Mave, this is also known as Shane, tooth, if his animal eats somebody else's stuff. And a told of this is anything an animal does for its own benefit, such as scratching his back on a wall and ruining the wall. And lastly, we have hever, which is fire. A fellow lights a fire on his property and it blew to somebody else's and caused damage, that's something he'd be chayav for. A tolda is any potential cause of damage, such as his knife getting blown off of a roof and damaging somebody else. Now, all four of these have a source in the pasuk. The pasuk tells us beferush won't be chayav for such a damage cause. And now the Mishnah goes on to explain why we have to have all four in the pasuk. Why can't we just have one and we'll learn the other three from that one? And the answer is as follows. Shar is not like mave. Mave is not like shar. Shar, which we said another word for that is regel, that's unique because it has zeka matsui. It's very common that a damage is going to happen like this. Whereas mave, and as we had said, that means shane, that's different. It's not a common thing that an animal is going to damage something else and derive benefit from it. And so that's why the pasuk has to dafka tell us about shane, letting us know that one is chayav for this damage, but it can't just mention that, because Shane, on the other hand, gives benefit to the animal, and perhaps that's why the owner would be chayv for it. Whereas Regel, that does not give benefit to the animal, maybe the owner would be putter for that, and that's why the pasuk has to mention Regel as well. Now, the Mishnah continues, V'lo yizav hazeh she'esh ben ruach chayim, kareyo esh she'ein bo ruach chayim. These two are definitely different than esh, because they have ruach chayim. Shar and mave both have to do with an animal, and the animal is alive. Some may think that it's only in these situations an owner would be chayv, but fire is different. Fire is not alive, and so maybe the owner wouldn't be chayv for such a thing. That's why the pasuk also has to mention fire. And v'lo yizav hazeh shedarko leilich ulahazik karei abar she'ein darko leilich ulahazik. These three that we just mentioned are unique in and of themselves because their derech is that they go and they damage. They don't just damage staying there in one place. They're on the move, and that's how they're damaging. And that's different than bar, which doesn't move anywhere. It stays in the same place. And so I actually might think the one would not be chayv for his bar damaging. That's why the pasuk has to mention all four of them. The mission continues, hatzad hashava shabahen, the common denominator between all four of these damagers, these mazikin, is shadarkon lahazik, that is the derech for them to be mazik, to damage, ushmiras on alecha, and their shmira is on you, which means you, the owner, are responsible to watch them, to make sure that they do not damage. And the pasuk tells us, ukshahizik, that when they damage, chava mazik l'sham tashlumei nezik b'meitav ha'aretz, the damager, the mazik, he has to pay for this damage from the best of his properties. Obviously, if he wants to pay cash, he could pay cash. But if he's paying from property, he has to pay from the very best. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing to discuss when a person would be chai for damages. Kol shechavti b'shmirasai, anything that I'm chayv to guard, I have to watch it. Hechsharti is nizkai. It's as if I've prepared its damages, which means when it damages, I'm chayv to pay because I'm chayv to watch it. Now, even if hechsharti b'mitzas nizkai, I only prepared part of its damage that it could potentially do, still, chavti b'tashlumen, kehechshar kol nizkai, I'm chayv to pay as if I prepared the entire thing for damaging. What's this referring to? So an example would be a bar. One guy goes and digs a bar 9 tfachim. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, only if an animal gets damaged in the his bar, would he be chayav to pay? But not if an animal dies. Another guy comes along and digs one extra tefach, now the bar is 10 tefachim deep. So he was just machshir miktas nizkai. He only prepared part of the damage. He only added a tefach to this bar and didn't really do anything so significant. Nonetheless, if an animal falls in and dies, the second guy, the one who added that tefach, making it a total of 10, he's chayav to pay for that entire damage. As the Mishnah says, chayav tashlum and kechshir kol nizkai, it's as if he dug the entire pit, because he was the one that made it a total of 10 tefachim. Now, one is only chayav to pay if he damaged the following. Nechasim she'en bahen me'ila, something that there's no iser of me'ila with, meaning it's not hektish. He's not chayav if hektish gets damaged. Furthermore, nechasim shel b'nei bris has to be something that's owned by a ben bris, which means a yid, not if it's owned by a guy. And also nechasim ha'miyuchadim, it has to be something that's miyuchad, that's unique to a particular person, meaning it's not hefker. If he damages something that's hefker, well, that's not miyuchad, it's not owned by somebody, so he wouldn't be chayav for that. And lastly, b'chol makayim, he's chayav to pay anywhere he created damage. Chutz, except mirshus hamiyuchados lamazik, if this rishus was unique for the mazik himself. Let's say Reuven went into Shimon's property and was damaged over there. Shimon, the mazik, is not chayav to pay because the nizik, Reuven, didn't belong there in the first place. And also rishus hanizik v'hamazik. If this is a jointly owned rishus, both the nizik and the mazik are allowed to be there. In certain situations, the mazik would not have to pay. And lastly, the Mishnah repeats itself because we had this at the end of the previous Mishnah. Uchshehizik, when there is a damage that one is chayv to pay for, chav ha-mazik l'shalom tashlumei nezik v'metava aretz, the mazik, the damager, is chayv to pay for the damages with the best of his property. And the Gemara explains why is it that we have to repeat ourselves over here. So this is going to include another av, another main category that was not mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And this refers to keren, literally translated as horn. It's another type of damage that an animal does. So we see from here that we actually have three different damages that an animal can carry out: keren, shein, and regel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.